Blog Talk Radio.
We would have you understand that the flame that you are burns eternally and shall never go out, no matter how bright you allow yourself to become. We shall have you understand that you exist now and always shall, and you always have, because now is the only time and the only place and the only existence there is and always has been and ever shall be. You are eternal. You are infinite. You are spirit. You are body. You are mind. You are heart. You are soul. You are an idea. You are an expression. You are a thought. You are a dream of the infinite creation. But that is reality, and all reality is couched within your dream. You contain it all. You are the whole expression in your own individualized way. You are the matrix. The matrix is you. You are everything. Everything comes from you. Everything gives birth to you as you reinforce the existence of everything and everyone. All that is, the infinite creation, the fabric of existence, chose you. Chose that you should exist. Chose you. Consciously chose you. You are in that way, therefore, blessed. And we would have you understand that. Simply because of the fact that you exist, you are blessed. For you are created out of divine material, out of divine light. You are the infinite creator. And your existence was a conscious decision, a conscious thing, a conscious choice. Act in like manner. Be of like mind. Respect yourselves. Love yourselves unconditionally. For out of unconditional love were you created. And out of unconditional love shall you create anything you desire. Begin to feel the energy of your interlinking with all thought forms, all consciousness, all civilizations, all eyes, all ideas, all mind, all heart, all soul, all spirit is one. And you are one within that sea, within that pool. Know that you are the fabric and the essence of the galactic energy. Not one of you, in that sense, can be removed from the matrix without the collapse of the entire structure. You are integral in that way. You are essential in that way. And we would have you understand that because you are interconnected in this way, because everything you do has impact within the entirety of creation, that you deserve to exist in this way, and you deserve to be the fullest individual you can imagine yourself to be. That you deserve to manifest all the things you can conceive of. That you deserve the existence you have been given, or it would not have been granted to you. That you deserve all the love you can imagine, because love is what you are made out of. That you deserve all the light you can create in your life, because light is what you are made out of. Feel in the beating of your heart that it keeps pace with the rhythm and the pulse of the spinning of all the galaxies, of the fabric of existence itself, of the universal heart of infinite creation. For you all beat within that heart, and not a one of you is outside the heart of all that is. You are the blood and the life force of God itself. It is your force and your life as well. You are it, and it is you. Out of your dreams, be born. Out of your heart, be alive. Out of your soul, be light. For you are nothing else.
Revolutionary Life,
I'm Gary. I'm your host tonight. And welcome to Revolutionary Life. We're here on Blog Talk Radio every weekday night, Monday through Friday, guys, from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time. And we deal with a lot of subjects here, guys. The difference is that we deal with them from a revolutionary point of view. And revolution is just change. And there's a lot of things out here that need to be changed. So tonight on Revolutionary Life, I want to welcome everyone who's listening in for listening in. And if you're new around here, not only are we here every weekday night, all of our shows, every episode archived, and so you will be able to see it, every episode that we do here on our on-demand section. If you're on this page right now, you can scroll down and you will see there's a list of previous shows on demand. Just click, find your topic, click the button, and you'll get the whole show. So even if you're not able to stay through the whole show tonight, even if you pick up parts of the show tonight, even if you miss the show tonight. And about an hour from now, this show will be on demand and you can listen to it at your leisure. Again, guys, my name is Gary. I'm your host here at Revolutionary Life. And keep in mind, revolution is just change, baby. And the revolutionary just wants to be on the vanguard of change. You might have something to say about how it's shaped. If you're on the front of change, if you're on the ass end of change, you may not have said anything to say about it. So we try to keep our fingers on the pulse around here. Tonight, guys, our title tonight is Be Fearless and Have No Doubts, None. Our title tonight, and I'll say that again, is to be fearless and have no doubts. No doubts, none. I want you to think about that. Our theme of this theme tonight is that you live in a prison, and its bars are made up of your fears and your doubts, pure and simple. Everything and anything you want in this world on the other side of those bars. Yes, they are. But as long as you maintain, as long as you hold, as long as you live a life filled with fears and doubts, you will never reach them. You'll never get outside that cage. So tonight we're going to talk about the practice. And it is a practice, because you wouldn't raise this way. You were born this way. Which, yeah, you were born this way, but you weren't raised this way. You were raised to be fearless. You were programmed. You were raised to be fearful, full of fears and worries. You were programmed to be fears and worries. Turn on your TV. Turn on your local news. Shootings, killings. Every day. Fires, disasters, every day. Wherever they can find them, they will bring them to you and present them to you in your news every day. Go to the movies, go to the videos, go to the shows, and everybody's shooting and killing and fighting. There's fear, there's horror. You can scare yourself with some of these shows if you like terror and fear. If you're used to it, you're supposed to be scared. You're supposed to be locked down. You're supposed to peep out your windows and bar yourself in. That's the name of the game. So tonight, we're going to talk about a practice that you may engage in if you dare. And the practice is called being fearless and having no doubts in your life. I want you to reminisce on that. I'll be right back. Let me give you a little music. And I'll be right back. And you're listening to Revolutionary Life. My name is Gary. I'm your host tonight. And tonight's topic, again, is be fearless and have no doubts. None. 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 You don't know how powerful you are because you're scared to find out. That's all it boils down to. I told you, everything you want in this life is just on the other side of that wall you built for yourself called fear and doubt. Break that wall down and the world belongs to you. I want to tell you something tonight about this concept. I want to clear some things up about this concept right off the top so we don't get it twisted. We all, every one of us, are born with an innate fight or flight syndrome. It's ancient. It's in our bodies. It's been there since time immemorial. I'm not talking about that. That's natural. That's to protect your life. So if something jumps out the bushes on you and all that, yeah, I understand that. That ain't what I'm talking about here. Oh, no, you know better. So let's clear that up. We all naturally have a fight or flight syndrome. Our adrenaline will take charge when we get frightened. All right? That's not what I'm discussing tonight. There's so many words for it, I just don't know what they all are. But let me run some of them down. I'm talking about your worries. I'm talking about your angst. I'm talking about your anxiety. I'm talking about your hindrance. Yeah. I'm talking about your hesitation. Yeah. I'm talking about your doubts about what you're capable of. You don't know. Truth be told, you have no idea, most of you, what you're capable of. Nobody ever told you. You've been told and sold, programmed, if you will, to fear. The government, the police fear something. Everything. Fear to go outside. Fear to go to the store. Fear to step outside your car or outside your home. Go to another community, another place. Fear of change, even. There are some people who are afraid of change. Let me tell you something. Let me stop right here. This show is called Revolutionary Life. Now, they often say that a revolutionary is made of sterner stuff. And I'll tell you why they say that. Because the revolutionaries are fearless. They're not afraid of change. And that's all revolution is, baby. Revolution is just change. And you can't be a revolutionary and afraid to do things differently. Afraid of changes. It don't work that way. If you're afraid of change, you're on the wrong program. You're listening to the wrong broadcast. This is Revolutionary Life. And you know what a revolution says to people who are afraid of change? Move out of the way. Because when the house is on fire, you either a fireman or you're just running around making an ash out of yourself. We're going to talk about a practice, and it's a practice because you have to be deprogrammed. You got programmed. Forget about it. You got programmed, and you're being programmed every time you turn on the news. Every time you hear of a new shooting, a new killing, a new robbery, a new fire, a new building that fell down, how many people are dead over here? How many people died over there? Hurricanes, tornadoes. There's a lot of things to keep you in the house, hunkered down. There's a lot of things that makes you fearful, and it's on purpose. But you can believe that. Because here's the thing. When you practice fearlessness, thing, guys, everything in this world that uses fear to control you, to take from you, to hold you back and hold you down. Everything in this world that requires fear has to look for somebody else to mess with because you ain't having it. It will move on to someone who's easier to scare. Fear needs your fear. The ones who control by fear need you to be scared. The moment they know you're not afraid, they got to move on. They have to look for somebody else to mess with, to try to control, because you ain't having it. Immediately when you become fearless, you get rid of those who need fear, who use fear to control you, to make you obey their will. So if you feel that you're being controlled, try being fearless and see those who control through fear go around you and look for somebody else to mess with. Tonight I have a life lesson, and it requires me to tell a life story. So guys, hang in there. I got stories, baby. I got out the house and walked around the block a few times. So I picked up some things. And I'm going to tell you about some of those things. And one of them about fear. Oh yeah, in my own life. In my own experience. There's a lesson there, or I wouldn't bother going through telling a story. There's a lesson there, or I wouldn't bother you with this story. I'm going to tell you this story only because there's a lesson there that I wish that you don't have to go through what I went through to learn it, but you may. There's a lot of struggles in life. Financial struggles, spiritual struggles, mental struggles. There's a lot of struggles in life, and some of them are physical struggles. That's more extreme, the struggles that threaten your life itself, not your losses of money or your losses of friendship or your losses of this or that. The more extreme are the ones that can cause you death and injury. Them some struggles. And so I'm going to tell you a story only because I think it's apropos. I think it's appropriate for this title. The story goes, I grew up poor. And as a poor family, we moved around a lot, neighborhood to neighborhood. And I'm going to tell you something, guys. Strangely enough, it's not strange. It may be strange to some of you. It may not be to others who came up the way I did. I found that I had to, I guess is the word, physical fight, almost as a kid. Almost in every neighborhood we moved to, I was new to the neighborhood. The guys who lived in the neighborhood already didn't know who I was. I was new guy. And Lord knows, and each one of them new neighborhoods, guys, It looked like I had to fight somebody. Isn't that something? Now, some of y'all have no idea what this is about because you've never gone through this. But some of y'all heard me out there. I would move from north neighborhoods to the south neighborhoods, or the east neighborhood, or the west side, the east side, south side, the west side. We were poor. We were looking for a place to live. We were renters, right? We didn't own a home at the time. And so, yeah, and so you move around. So this story will not conclude every time I ran into altercations, but it will include one of those times. I'm just going to do one. And the lesson should be clear. Just do that one, I hope. Finally, we were able to move into a federal housing project. And a lot of people lived in those projects. And they all look alike. We were all stacked on top of each other and around each other. If you know anything about federal projects, projects. We call them projects. Anyway, this is public housing. But it was nicer than the three-room homes that we rented in the past. You know, the living room, kitchen, and bedroom, three-room houses, and stuff like that. We finally moved into the projects, and they had an upstairs, and the kids had their own room, and my mom had her own room. We thought we was moving up as we moved into the federal projects, these ghettos. Anyway, we used to walk home from school, me and my brothers. I had a twin, by the way, and a little brother. And we had to walk to school and back to our project, to our apartment and the projects. Now, all the projects look alike, guys. So when we first moved there, we had a hard time finding our project, our particular house. And we had to check all the numbers. We got used to the number on the address, but it also had letters. So we might have the right number of building that we're going to, but we were in building A or building B or building C. You know what I mean? And so it took us a while to find our way back from school to our house. We were getting used to it, but it took a minute for us to get it down packed because all the houses look alike in the projects. Anyway, guys, these dudes in the neighborhood used to follow us home from school. And they would try to challenge us into fighting them or something. Bullies, you call them bullies. We didn't know them. They didn't know us. We were new to the neighborhood. We were new to the projects. But they had been living there all along, so they had a little gang going, I guess. And they would follow us home from school. And since we didn't know where we lived, we were kind of discombobulated. So we keep walking. They'd be talking and trying to get us to fight one of them. You know, I bet you can't fight this guy. I bet you can't beat this guy. Words like that you'd hear come from the crowd. This guy said that he could whoop you. He could beat you up. Can he beat you up? Of course, I wasn't going to say yes or no. We just kept walking fast as we could. And once we saw our apartment, we took off running. One day, we just took off running for our apartment from these guys. Now, one day, my older brother happened to be visiting our house, our apartment. And I was the last one. I was behind and everybody running home. And my brothers got to the house before I did. And my older brother, who was already in the house, saw them come running in. And he asked my younger brothers, what's going on? And they told him, these guys are trying to jump on us and fight us. And so here I come. I'm the last one. So my oldest brother stood in the screen. We had a screen door where you could see through it. And as I came to the door, he locked it. My other brothers had made it inside and told him what was going on. He came to the door and he saw me coming. And he saw these guys behind me running. And when I got to the door, He locked, my oldest brother, locked that door. I stood there trying to open the door to get in because here these guys come running after me. And he looked at me, my oldest brother looked through that screen door, and he told me, if you come in this house, I'm going to kick your butt. If you go out there, they're going to kick your butt. You decide. I knew what he could do. I was well familiar with what my big brother could do to me. And so, guys, I turned around. And I ran into this guy who they was trying to get me to fight. And we threw down. Blow for blow. It's questionable who won this fight. But we fought. And we fought. And we fought. I want to tell you this about this fight, guys, and about that situation. I brought it up to tell you this. Here we go. The guy I fought, I'm new to the neighborhood. I don't know any of these guys, but they kept pushing this one guy forward to fight me. And so the guy I fought later became my best ride or die friend. Nobody could touch me if he was around. Nobody could touch him if I was around. I mean, negatively, you know. And so we stayed in those projects, you know, several years. And so this guy became my best friend, the guy I fought. The gang became my gang. If they got ready to go do something, they stopped to get me to go with them. We hung out together, and I became part of the neighborhood. I'm telling this story, guys, because there's a lesson. There's a lesson. There's a lesson. I did not win every fight that I fought. I fought those fights. You don't hear me. You don't hear me. I know you don't hear me. Instead of running, which is something I would have had to do every day of my life and at a project, if I had started just running and hiding, I would have had to change my way to go to school and change my way of getting back home, sneaking past these guys, all kinds of stuff. I would have had to change my life to accommodate the fear of these guys. Instead, I fought them. I fought. I stood and fought. And so now I walk through that project and they know me. They call my name. I hang out with them. They look after me. I look after them. I became part of something. Good or bad, I became part of something. I'm telling this story, guys, to show you, to say to you that I learned a lesson, and I wish you'd learn it too. I wish you'd learn it too. I learned a lesson, and that is that I didn't have to win every fight. I didn't have to win every fight. Sometimes I lost a fight. I became friends. I was accepted, not because I won or lost the fight. It didn't make a difference, I found out. I thought it would, but it didn't. I became a part of that community because I fought, period. 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 I didn't have to win. I didn't have to come out on top every time. Well, that wasn't the, I thought that was what was expected of me from my oldest brother who made me go out there and fight to the guys who watched the fight. Who won? Who beat up who? I thought that would be the main issue of the day. No, it wasn't. It was not at all. When the dust settled, I was accepted because I fought. Period. Win or lose, I threw down. I gave it the best I had. And that made me part. That made me accept it. You're going to run into a lot of struggles in your life, people. And they ain't all going to be physical fights. They're going to be mental. They're going to be spiritual. They're going to be relationships. They're going to be all kinds of struggles. I'm asking you to fight them. And not worry about whether you're going to win the fight. Not worry about whether you're going to come out on top. Stop it. You're not going to win every fight. I hope you do. I hope you do. I hope you're the man or the woman. You're not going to win every fight. But you got to fight. You got to get rid of the fear. And you got to fight. And doors open up. Not because you're the winner. Oh, no, 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 no. That ain't the lesson, baby. The lesson is if you run from a fight, you'll be running the rest of your life. That's your prison, your fear. If you dare to struggle, if you dare to win, doors will open for you not because you lost, not because you came out even or any of that. What it boils down to is nobody's really keeping score. What they want to know is if you ran from that fight or if you fought that fight, bottom line. I know kids who ran. I know kids who changed their whole way of walking back and forth to school, hiding, just so they could avoid the fight. And they had to do that every day. I got to live here every day. I can't be running every day. My oldest brother knew that when he locked that door as I ran to it and these guys were coming up behind me. When he locked me out, he knew that if I was going to have to live there one of these days, I was going to have to take a stand. And when I fought, guys, this guy, they were putting me up to fight. He became my best friend. The gang accepted me. I became a part, not because I won the fight, but because I fought, fight to fight. Don't be scared. You're going to lose. Fight to fight. Guys. There are bullies out there. There's people who will try you. And I'm using physical fighting and physical struggle as an extreme example. But you're going to have all kinds of bullies. You're going to have all kinds of struggles, financial ones, all kinds of struggles in your life. So rather than deal with some other little struggles, let's deal with the one where your physical well-being is at stake. Let's do the extreme. Let's talk about physical fighting. I got stories. There are going to be bullies out there. And a bully is looking for an easy fight. So he's going to pick on the guy least likely. Least likely to fight back. The bully don't really want a fight. Listen, guys, the guys in my neighborhood in that poor project, while this violence violent behavior took place, there were some big guys. There were some tough guys in the crowd. And some of them could beat me, I'm sure, in a fight. Nobody wanted to fight these guys. Except they didn't fight me. Why? Then I'd get picked on. I'm walking around with the crowd. I'm hanging out with the group. But there's always some guy who wants to hang with the group who ain't got the metal, who ain't got the, who's afraid. And they find him immediately, the bully does, and starts to pick on him. The bully don't want to really fight. Oh, yeah, he comes up to you like he's ready to fight, like he wants to start some trouble. But the bully don't want no trouble. Here's the thing, guys. I'm going to say it like this, and I hope you understand what I'm saying. It's kind of colloquial. It's kind of the way we talked in those days. But the bully knew that if he came to fight me, he might win the fight. But he had to bring a lunch. You don't hear me. He could fight me. He knew it. He might be able to beat me in fighting. But one of the things he knew for sure is that if he was going to come fight Gary, me, that he had to bring a lunch with him, Jack, because it was going to be a fight. The bully don't want no fight. They want the easy way out. The minute you are fearless, the minute you exhibit fearlessness, all of those people who, people think, people, places, and things that require fear to mess with you will have to go somewhere else because you ain't having it. If they see you are not afraid, they're going to go pick on somebody else. They're going to try to find someone who is. They're going to leave you alone. If you run, then you'll be running the rest of your life. I'm just saying, guys. You're going to have a lot of struggles in your life. Don't be afraid to struggle. Don't be afraid to struggle. I got a quote for you from Frederick Douglass that I want to read to you. It's not that long, but it's beautiful. And it's apropos for this show. But first, I'm going to give you a little music, guys. And I'll be right back. I'll be right back. Listening to Revolutionary Life. I'm Gary. I'm your host tonight. Tonight, our topic is be fearless and have no doubts. None, none, none. Everything you want is standing on the other side of that door called fear. And that's why you ain't got it, because you're scared. I told you that I was going to read a quote for you from Frederick Douglass about struggle. Listen up, please. Frederick Douglass says, if there is no struggle, there is no progress. those who profess to favor freedom and yet deprecate agitation are men who want crops without plowing up the ground. They want rain without thunder and lightning. They want the ocean without the awful roar of its waters. This struggle may be a moral one. Yeah. Or it may be a physical one, and it may be both moral and physical. But it must be a struggle. Power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Frederick Douglass. Y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't hear me. Be fearless in all things that need fear to control you will fail in their efforts, and they'll go looking for somebody else to scare. The bully don't want to fight. I told you. There was guys in my gang who could probably beat me up. But they didn't. But they had to bring a lunch, and they knew it. It wasn't going to be easy, in other words, and they knew it. They didn't want to get scarred up, swolled up. So they looked for somebody to fight that was going to run from them or give them no trouble. They know that it didn't matter to me whether I won the fight or lost the fight, because I had learned that lesson. I knew that my community respected me not because I won fights. They respected me because I fought fights. Freedom never gives up anything without a demand. It never has, and it never will. Guys, I told you, the bully doesn't want to fight. The bully wants the easy way out. Don't let them scare you. Don't let them doubt yourself. I'll tell you another quote, really quick one. It wasn't a quote. It's just something I overheard from a bunch of guys who are weightlifters. These are the guys that go out on stage and pick up 300-pound weights in competition. They were talking, and one of the guys said, look, if you look out on that stage at that 300-pound weight, and you think to yourself, you know what, I don't think I'm going to be able to do this. If you doubt yourself for a minute, the guy says, don't go out there. Just don't go out there and make a fool of yourself. Because you already lost back here behind the curtain before you got on stage by doubting yourself. So the guy said, if you doubt yourself, when you look out there and see that 300-pound weight you need to pick up in front of this crowd, don't go. Don't go. Because you defeated yourself before you got started by your own fears and your own doubts. You don't know how powerful you are because you lock yourself down behind these doors of fear and doubt. The coronavirus, any illness, to tell the truth, will affect you easier if you're in fear of it than if you're not. Believe it or not, they tell me that when you're afraid, in nature, your body sends all the blood to your feet, hands, legs, so you can fight or flight, so you can run or fight. So when the body recognizes you are afraid, it sends all the blood that you need for growth and development and fighting diseases or whatever inside of you. Instead of that, your body cuts everything off Even your digestive system stops. Constipation. Even your digestive system. Everything in your visceral, your body stops for a minute. Because all the blood is now going to your hands for fighting or your feet for running. This is what happens to your body when you're in fear. You can't fight a disease inside of you when all your blood is in your extremities because you are afraid. Fear will kill you, in other words. Yeah, more people died running from something and running into something. More people died from fear, fright, than those who fight. I started this program saying that I was going to talk about a practice called being fearless and having no doubts. And I call it a practice because it's not easy for you. And I know it ain't. It ain't your fault. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. I understand that. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's not your fault because you've been told and sold a program. You know, you got to keep in mind, guys, people have been telling you what to think since you were a child. Parents, teachers, preachers, friends, relatives, TV, movies. People have been telling you what to believe and what to think since you were a child. All of us. To change those beliefs, you got to be fearless. If those beliefs cause you to fear life. If you walk and you're fearful, you walk like somebody who's afraid and you don't even know it. Yes, you do. You look like somebody who's fearful. You smell like somebody who's fearful. You know, they tell me that a dog and some animals can smell fear on you. You ever seen a person with a dog on a chain walking down the street and the dog starts coming at you barking and he's pulling the dog back? Or say this, and the dog is not on the chain. He's in the yard, but he's barking at you. And he tells you, don't run. Why do you think he says that? When the owner says, don't run, why do you think that owner is telling you not to run and here comes the dog barking at you? Your first instinct is to run or get out of that dog's way. But the owner is yelling to you, don't run, don't run. Why is he telling you that, guys? He's telling you that for the same reason I told you this story. Because if you run, the dog is going to chase you. If you stand your ground, the dog is going to come to the edge of that yard and turn around and go back. Or stand there on the edge of that yard. That dog is not coming out that yard. That's his territory that he's protecting. And that's why he's barking. He doesn't want to fight you. But if you run, he might chase you. And so the owner will yell to you, don't run, don't run. He's not going to hurt you. Don't run. But you see teeth, you hear him barking, and so you're afraid. But if you did not run, the dog would stop at a certain point. And he might stand there and bark, or he might go back to his owner, because his owner is calling him. But he won't attack you. 9 times out of 10, he won't attack you. He's just protecting, you know, dogs are very territorial, guys. They spray their area, if you know what I mean. They spray their area. But it's their territory. And when you walk near their territory, they bark at you to say, this is my territory. If you don't come into their territory and just keep going, you'll be fine. If you get, but the owner knows that if you run, he might just take off after you. the dog might just take off after you. So often, so if you, maybe you've never been in a situation, but in some situations, you hear the owner yell, don't run, don't run. Don't be afraid. He's not going to bite you. You know, he's barking. He's yaping, yapping, and barking, and teeth showing. But the owner knows that the dog ain't going to bite anybody. Maybe he's never bit anybody in his life. And the owner knows better. You don't. And so your fear and your doubts kick in. And you do the last thing you should have done. Run. Or exhibit fear in front of that animal. And they tell me a dog can smell fear on a person. Do you know fearlessness could have ended that situation in a snap? No doubts could have ended that situation in a snap. But you believe something. Maybe it's a past incident you had with a dog. I don't know. It's post-traumatic syndrome if it's past. That's what post-trauma is. It's trauma from the past. It ain't happening right now. It's something from the past. You got to call up the past for that trauma to affect you today. So be careful what you call up. It may not be appropriate for the moment. People who suffer from post-traumatic syndrome, you might see them shaking and sweating, almost as though they were back in that traumatic situation again. But it was a past situation. It's not happening to them at the moment, but they're going through it as though it is. Your body don't know the difference if you let your mind recreate a fearful incident for you. If you let your mind create a hot sexual relationship, your body will respond, even though there's nothing going on. So your body don't know the difference when your mind takes off and start calling up stuff. Be careful. To practice fearlessness, you must also be prepared to watch your thoughts and examine your beliefs and definitions, because some of them ain't yours. Some of them were sold and told to you since you were a kid. Some of them may not even be true, but you've been told and you've seen it on TV so much that you believe it. Do you know, I have friends who live outside of my city. And when I invited them down, one of them said, I ain't going down there, I might get shot. I was born and raised in the city, in this city. I'm telling them, what? You scared? That's because every time they turn on the news, baby, there's a new shooting that they're going to be talking about. And so people who don't live in your neighborhood, they think that must be the worst neighborhood in the world to live in. You walking around, hey, you, your children, going to school every day, you walking around living in this neighborhood on a daily basis, you know better. They don't, and they're fearful, and they are made to be fearful because they are programmed every day. I bet somebody, dollars to donuts, that if they walked over to the TV and turned it on to the news, that there will be, the first story will be a shooting, a kidnapping, fire, or something traumatic like that story. And they wouldn't bet me because knew better. They watch the news every day, and they know that the first story is going to be that police story, that shooting. They don't have to have that as the first story, do they? It ain't the only news in the world that's going on. Why is it the first story? Because you're being programmed, baby, and you don't know it. Been programmed to be scared to stick your head out your own front door. Maybe something they point out that they don't want you to see. Maybe they want you to stay home and listen to some more news so they can frighten you a little bit more. If you if you watch the news, guys, your local news, after they reporting a killing or a shooting or a fire or break-in or whatever, a commercial will come on. And that commercial will be from Flock. The commercial will be from wrought iron bar salesmen. That commercial will be from safety door salesmen for emergency alarm system salesmen. They got it organized, guys. First they show you shootings, and then when the commercials come on, they show you the Safe Lock program, storm door that they want to sell you. The commercials come on to tell you how to protect yourself. It's a program, guys, and you fell for it. You fell for it. You didn't know that. They told you to watch the news every day, didn't they? Those are the stories that catch your eye, don't they? Isn't it? Shooting at a filler station today. Two men shot. Baby kidnapped. You know, those stories. Of all the news world, they pick those stories to bring to you on a daily, nightly, noontime, morning time basis every day. And I bet you, if you're listening to me, dollars to donuts, that when you turn on your local news, I'm going to bet you the first news story. Not somewhere down the line they're going to mention this. No, not somewhere in the program. Before they get to sports. The first news story going to be a police story or an ambulance story or a fire story. They don't have to, but they do. The fact that they don't have to is why I say to you it's done on purpose. It's called TV programs because that's exactly what it does. It programs these things. And you bought in to the bars on the windows. You got alarm systems and floodlights and whatnot. They done sold you stuff. And if you don't like that stuff, they got a better alarm system. They got a doorbell where you can see ring and say something to them when you're on the road. Because people will steal your package off the... Guys, stop it. It's a program. However, if you engage yourself on a daily basis, just try it a little bit, will you? A practice called being fearless and not doubting yourself, having no doubts, the new avenues that will open for you. You will, because you are going to mess around. Here's what you're going to do. I'm betting you this is what you're going to do. You're going to be messing around most of your life in fear and doubt. One of the days when you're older and you go ahead on and do something you used to be afraid of, you're going to say to yourself, man, I should have done this a long time ago. But I was afraid that fill in the blank. I was scared that fill in the blank. I kind of doubted that fill in the blank. You're going to be sitting around one of these days saying to yourself, and I bet you are, I should have done that a long time ago, but I was afraid that dot, dot, dot. Oh, I wanted to do that. I kind of doubted it because I had done that 10 years ago. But you know, I was worried that dot, 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 fill in the blank. You are going to do that one day. You don't hear me. I see you sitting down one day saying to yourself, man, I should have done that on so-and-so, so-and-so, and so-and-so went down. It was the perfect time for...
Thank you. Yeah,
yeah. No, he came from Bob. He came from Bob from Great Talks.
Yeah, the people from Bob.